Okay, so I'm looking at my nursing textbook, and I went to the table of contents to look up how to give a sponge bath. And this is what it says. Sponge baths or bed baths are used to bathe people who are bedridden or unable to bathe on their own due to health reasons. Giving a bed bath involves washing and rinsing the entire body one section at a time while the patient remains in bed. It is important to gather all the supplies needed before you begin so you do not have to leave the patient unattended. That's good advice there. A good bed bath will leave the person feeling clean and comfortable. Part 1 of 3, preparing to give a bath. Fill 2 basins or wash tubs with the warm water. One is used for washing and the other for rinsing. The water temperature should be 115 degrees Fahrenheit or 46 degrees Celsius or less. You want it to be comfortable to the touch, but not too hot. Number 2. Choose soap that's easy to rinse away. Most bar soaps are fine to use, but body washes are also acceptable as long as they don't leave a residue. You may add soap to one of the basins to create a bowl of warm, soapy water for washing, or keep the soap separate and apply it directly to the patient's skin. Avoid using soap that has exfoliating beads or other substances that could end up staying on the patient's skin and causing infection. No-rinse soaps are available at drugstores. This is a convenient solution for a quicker cleanse, but they leave a residue, so you'll need to rinse the patient's body from time to time. Place 2 towels under the patient. This will prevent the bed from getting wet and keep the patient comfortable during the process. And to place the towels under the patient, lift the patient onto their side and scoot the towel under them. Then carefully lower the patient and do the same on the other side. Cover the patient with a clean sheet or towel. This will ensure the patient stays warm during the bath, as well as providing some privacy. The sheet or towel will stay on the patient's body the whole time. Remove the patient's clothes. Fold down the sheet or towel and covering their top half. And remove their shirt. Replace the sheet over the top half of the patient. Fold the sheet back from the patient's legs and remove their pants and underwear. Recover the patient with sheet. Try to keep as much of the patient covered as possible while you're removing the clothes. Keep in mind this process can be embarrassing for some people, so try to work quickly with a purposeful attitude.